and welcome to Toffee Blue Opposition View. This is a time where we are fortunate enough to talk to a supporter of one of the teams that we're going to be facing. And this week, really excited, we get to talk to Alain, who is a Lyon supporter. All right? So he's going to give us some insight about their about how things are going for them this season and what we can expect from them coming up this Thursday. So, Alain, very nice to meet you. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Hi, Jerry. Nice to meet you, too. Hi, everyone.
So a little bit of info on Lyon right now for our audience. They're currently sitting in sixth in the French First Division. They're 4-4-1. They beat Strasbourg, Rennes, Guingamp, and Monaco, and they drew with Bordeaux. Nantes?
Nantes.
Okay. They also drew with Dijon and Angers, and they lost to PSG. And in the Europa League, they drew with both Apollon and Atalanta. So
that's
what's going on with them. So now let's get the information from the real expert. Last season you finished in fourth in the French First Division. I noticed you only had four draws for the entire season. To me, that indicates a team that always plays to win. But this season, you've already matched that total with four draws in the league. What's different about this season?
Not so many things, actually. It's pretty much the same thing, pretty much the same story as last season. The thing is that, the main change, the most important thing that has changed compared to last season is the lineup. I mean, there are many experienced players have left, you know, like Hazard to Arsenal. We have Tolisso, who went to Bayern. We lost Valbuena, who went to Turkey. Many experienced players, kind of players, you know, we talk in the locker room at halftime when you have to explain everything to the younger players this year. I think the average age this year is 24.
Wow.
More or less 24, so it's quite young. It's much younger than last season. So that's the main difference with the previous season. In terms of how the team plays, it's really pretty much the same thing. There's no real calculation on how the guys play on the pitch. I mean, as you said, they attack a lot. Okay, there's a lot of offensive movements and so on. And when it comes to defending, it's a bit harder. Everyone's supposed, of course, to defend together, but there's a problem. This was the main area for improvement for the coach. I mean, during the preseason, he explained to everyone that this season we had to be more efficient defensively. And if you've seen the statistics, it's not really the case. Many goals are scored against us, unfortunately, still. And so we try to compensate this with scoring more goals than the opponents. That's the basis of football. But we are still, to be honest, as supporters, we're still a bit disappointed by this team, which is the second budget in the French League. And we are, I think the current ranking is the sixth position in the French League, so of course there's a problem here. And the other problem, of course, is the Europa League, as we had two draws, where we should have won the first game. And the second game with Atalanta, what a draw is kind of acceptable. But we definitely should have won the first game. So we are already kind of training, you know, behind compared to the objectives of the team. To be honest, what it's going to be like on Thursday, I'd be happy to tell you, but I absolutely no idea how the guys are going to play. Okay, they can be just brilliant and offensively as they can be, and I don't know if you've seen the Monaco game last weekend, but nice. It was really, we had some really nice movements offensively, but the problem remains the defensive aspect of things.
Okay.
We're just not good at this. We're just not good. The thing is that it's not really, and that's the problem we have with the current coach, Bruno Genesio. There's no real strategy, as a team. Okay, you have every player playing for himself. So it kind of works sometimes, but most of the time we have kind of a hard time defensively. It's not working. Everyone's not working as a team. So that explains the last results, which are not so good, to be honest.
You have already given me a bit about Lyon's style of play, because I've only watched them a few times, but I know there may be some people who also haven't seen them as much as probably they should have. So probably, as you said, very attacking-minded, but possibly a little... Is it a lack of organization on defense, do you feel like, is the problem? Or do you feel like it's the fact that maybe players don't necessarily know their roles, or is it not having the right pieces?
I would say it's a bit of everything. It's obviously a lack of organization. I think the guys know their role, to be honest. I mean, I'm a professional player. They're supposed to know what they have to do on the pitch. The thing is, I'm not sure that the coach gives the right instructions during the game and even before and after the game. This guy is a nice guy, but he's probably not the guy, you know, the right guy at the right place, if you see what I mean.
I do.
he's not so experienced as a coach. It's his first experience as a coach in Ligue 1 is Lyon. I mean, he had no previous experience before. So we have doubts on how the team is really handled during the games and, of course, during trainings and so on. So, I think the guys know what they should do. When you listen to the interviews, they explain to you that they know exactly what they have to do, blah, 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 and so on. But we know how it goes, right? I mean, you need a coach, an experienced and a skilled coach to manage these guys. I mean, even if they know what they have to do, it's not so easy. Or we would win every game. So we would win every game. So the problem is a mix of everything. It's a lack of organization and a lack, I would say, working together. The team don't really work together as a team. And it can work offensively, but this type of things, defensively, it's a problem. It's a problem when you don't work as a team. You have to pay the consequences for that. And the consequences is that many, 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 many goals are scored against our team, unfortunately. So, yeah, we'll probably see goals on next Thursday, I guess.
That would be kind of new for us. We haven't seen a lot of goals this season, so at least on our end, So that's the thing. You're describing this. It sounds like at the very least you see exciting games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's true.
Because with us, it's a lot like watching paint dry at times. So this could be interesting. I'm actually now that
the games are exciting, but at the same time they are very frustrating. Because as you recalled, we had many draws this season. Games we were leading by two goals, and we drew. And of course, we shouldn't have. So it's very frustrating for us, I suppose, and for the players too, I guess. But yeah, we probably see goals on next Thursday, hopefully from our side. I just can't be sure about that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm definitely expecting some shots on goal from you. That's at the very least. I mean, that's you did lose a hugely impactful player in Lacazette. Do you think at this point, you know, with your attacking style, do you think you've sufficiently replaced his goals, or do you think it'll take it a while for that key goal scorer to surface? Because I know you've got some players that are scoring a lot of goals, and I'm curious. We do have.
I mean, Marcelo Diaz, who replaced him, is from the Real Madrid academy last year, Mariano. Mario's doing good so far. I mean, I think he's scored 7 goals in 9 games, 9 league games so far. So it's quite good statistics, I think. So he's doing good. Fekir is definitely our most important player. I mean, he's the playmaker. The whole the whole vision of the team is just around, it's built around him, it's
right.
built on him. So it's definitely the how would you say that? Yeah, it's kind of the showpiece of the team, you know.
Right.
He can make a difference by himself. I mean, if you see that the game is not going how it should, just exactly as he did last weekend, he scored the last goal in the last minute of
right.
the game. And if there was no Fekir, there would be no victory. It's as simple as that. So, yeah, I think, going back to Lacazette and his replacement, to be honest, Mariano is doing good. Mariano is doing mm-hmm. good. We can't complain. He's such a young player. Of course, it's going to take time. His qualities are totally different from Lacazette's. Totally
right.
different. He's more of he's better with his head. His header game is better than Lacazette's, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very good spring, powerful spring. He can be used as a target man. But Lacazette was very very skilled, very technical player, different qualities, and he was very experienced because he had been playing for Lyon for like I think 4 or 5 years already.
Mm.
So you just don't replace a guy so easily. The Lyon staff kind of, okay, they decided we didn't need other players to replace Lacazette because they trusted the staff and Florian Maurice, who is the guy responsible for recruiting players, the recruitment department at the club. So we trust him, kind of. He has good picks, usually. So... And we have also many players from the academy, who are probably gonna play. I don't know if for example I don't know if you've seen that, but Mariano, he won't be playing on Thursday.
I did not see that.
Yeah, no, Mariano is injured apparently, so he won't be playing on Thursday. So we just don't know what's gonna happen exactly. Is Genesio going to start with Maolida, who is a young player? I think he's 20 years old. He's played a few games before, but we don't have the same... Well, it's not the same story. You know, Maolida is still a young player. He's very talented, but, I mean, it's Europa League, European game. I don't know. It could be another... He could also choose to play with Traoré, former... Ajax player, you know, Bertrand Traoré.
Right, yeah.
He's very good, very, very good with his left foot, but I don't know. He's supposed to be able to play as a striker, as a forward. I don't know. We have to see that. I mean, it's totally blurry right now about how, who is going to play as the forward. To be honest, we know that we have the group for Thursday already. I don't know if you have the group for Everton, but we know that Memphis guys will be on the group. Traoré, Dembélé.
You know, I get the impression from you when you talk about this team that there's a lot of kind of interchangeable pieces. I think about a player like Traoré who you said, you know, is supposed to be able to play as a striker, but I mean he also kind of plays. He can also play some other places as well. I feel like, you know, somebody like Memphis who has some flexibility as well. Is that the way it seems? The way it's more interchangeable pieces rather than having players, attacking players that have specific roles?
Yeah, more or less. But, you know, we don't have so many choices at the same time. I mean, Traoré, I'm not scared about, for example, play with Traoré as a forward because he's very talented.
Right.
Okay, so far he's had a hard time. He could be better, to be honest, compared to what we've seen. We played him last season. He was still there with the Ajax Amsterdam.
Right.
He was very, very, very good on the pitch. He could be better this year, I believe. But he's still a very skilled player, so I wouldn't be a problem to play with this kind of player as a as a forward. The thing is, as I was saying, we don't have so many choices at forward. We knew from the very start that Mariano being injured, someday we have to replace him with a kind of second-hand solution, if you see what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, Maurida is one of them. He's a very good player, but he's still very young and inexperienced. And well, Memphis is supposed to play on the left wing anyway. He's been quite disappointing so far, to be honest, this season. He was kind of disappointing last season too, but funnily, his stats were still good. he could score goals and he had some assists, so he was doing good. But when you see him on the pitch, you realize that it could be better. I mean, he's too selfish. He plays for himself. If you've seen him, I don't know how it was playing for Man United. I guess it was pretty much the same thing. But he plays for himself. The idea of playing as a team, I believe, has not reached his brain still. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, you know, because he is very skilled. He's very skilled. Right. There's no doubt about it. But there's a problem with this guy, and the thing is, I am not sure that he's going to improve with a coach as the coach we have. We are going back to what I was saying before, but I think these kind of players, at the same time, Mourinho was his coach, so if he didn't succeed with Mourinho, I have doubts about how he could succeed with Genesio, to be perfectly honest, but anyway, that's another story. The thing is that Memphis was replaced by a young player from the Lyon Academy who is called Oussem Aouar, and he's just very good. I mean, I've seen the last games and he's very, very talented. He pushed Memphis to the bench, and there was, I mean, no question about it. He was very good against Monaco the last weekend. So yeah, you guys should keep an eye on this.
Okay, that's good to know.
He's very good.
Yeah, you mentioned a few players that seem like they're gonna probably have an impact.
Yeah.
And that's one right there, so mentioned, and you mentioned Fekir as well. Mm-hmm. Who else do you think are gonna be your main impact players on Thursday?
Fekir obviously.
Right.
Another great player I'm really happy that we have him with us is a newcomer. He's called Dombele.
Oh, yeah.
He was a player for Amiens the last season, a smaller team from the French league.
Okay.
I think they were promoted this year to Ligue 1. But he was transferred to Lyon. And he's just brilliant. I mean, he's very good. He has impact. It's kind of an impact player. He's a midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
He plays with Toussaint in the midfield. He's more defensive midfielder, but he tends to go forward very fast. He's very fast. There's no hesitation with him. I mean, his passes are always forward. There's no passes backwards or even on the same line. You always want to go forward.
Wow.
So that's a very good pick. Definitely a very good pick for us this season. He's very, very powerful, very fast, very interesting player, definitely. So that's another player you could have an eye on this Thursday.
Okay.
I think I should have a look at the team we're gonna have, but I think we have some good wing players as well, I must say. I don't know who's gonna play exactly, if it's gonna be, we have Tete, who was another player from Ajax, who is very good. He's more defensive than Rafael, who was the former Man United player. But I mean, they have their own qualities, and they're all good in what they have to do. Tete is more defensive, Rafael is more offensive. So I don't know what's going to choose, what Genesio is going to, who Genesio is going to choose for Thursday. But it should be okay for the right wing. And for the left wing, we have Mendy, who is very good, but is injured right now. So Mendy won't be playing on Thursday, and is replaced by Marçal. He's an experienced Brazilian player who was already in the French league last season. To be honest, Mendy is better, slightly better than Marcel from what we've seen so far. So having Marcel on the pitch could be a kind of a good news for you guys.
Okay.
Because Mendy is really strong. Mendy is really strong. And I think that's, we didn't talk about the defenders. Center backs, Morel won't be playing. I think okay. Marcelo will be playing could be Mbiwa or Diakabi, a young player from the academy.
Okay.
He played against Monaco this weekend. So, and of course, Lopez will be our goalkeeper.
Right. So this one's a little bit of a different kind of question. I usually ask opposing supporters this because I'm just curious. What is the opinion that most Lyon fans have of Everton? Like, what do you think about? What do you know about our club? And what's your opinion about that? Like, when you think Everton, what comes to mind? I guess.
Rooney.
That's a good answer.
First of all, to be perfectly honest, personally, I don't know so much. I'm shameful, but I should confess I don't know so much about Everton. We know that it's the other Liverpool team, that there's a big like rivalry between you guys.
That's pretty big.
The kind of rivalry we have here in Lyon with Saint-Etienne, you may have heard of.
I've heard a little bit about that.
There's a huge rivalry here. So I guess it's pretty much the same thing for Everton and Liverpool. About the team itself and the players inside the team, I know that you have guys, players that were players in the Ligue 1 before. Gay?
That's right.
Gay was a Lille player. I don't know if he'll be playing this Thursday, but...
That's hard to say. Koeman is really difficult to predict in who he's going to... Okay. What formation... Yeah, it's actually a little maddening for supporters. But I think he's a strong player. Gay is we're really happy to have. We feel like we got a serious bargain when we paid what we paid for him. Love that guy. He's everywhere when he's on the pitch.
Yeah, he's good. He was good in Lille already, if I remember well. We also know, Miralas. I was mentioning Saint-Etienne. I think he played for Saint-Etienne before, a few years ago. Miralas, I don't know the other guys. Of course, I know Sigurdsson.
Right.
The Icelander. I mean, they had such a great competition two years ago. So that's pretty much everything. the formation, I heard that you guys played more like 4-4-2, usually. I don't know if it's still the case.
Koeman did not start the season running 4-4-2. What he started in the beginning of the season was trying to run Rooney as a lone striker by himself. And I don't know if you've gotten to see Rooney play much this season, but he's not really about having pace anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's really... Rooney is, with his qualities right now, he's more of a number 10... more of a creator and of goals rather than a consistent goal threat the way he used to be. So lately, Koeman has been trying to play a little bit more 4-4-2 and get that second striker up there because Rooney needs it. But before it was really more of a 4-4-3-2-1. I think it was a really... Koeman doesn't like width. Uh-huh. It's really frustrating to see because he doesn't put quick wingers in at all. He's been running Sigurdsson on the wing a lot, which is...
Rune is getting... Yeah, he's getting... I mean, he's like 32 now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he reminds me of Fekir. He's more or less playing the same role. I mean, just behind the strike and organizing, you know, kind of a playmaker.
That'd be a smart...
More or less.
That'd be a smart thing to do with them a little bit more. Yeah, like I said, it's as an Everton supporter watching us. That's our biggest frustration is watching our starting lineup, you know, get announced on Twitter or on television, and everybody just groans, thinking, "Why?" So yeah, it's We're in a situation, I think, as you are, where we have some frustrations with the manager, and we're kind of waiting for that chemistry to click. You know?
Okay. There's been no chemistry so far.
None for us.
No. Okay. Well, so I should not, but I'm kind of happy to hear that.
You're playing us at a good time.
Oh, you know, we can swap the coaches if you want. If you want to try Genesio, that would. Frankly, we won't. You won't be missed.
Honestly, I'm not. I would entertain that possibility. I'm just going to say.
No problem.
So
I remember Koeman as a player. He was a great player. Right. You know, I don't know as a coach, but I remember that. I don't know if it was already the Champions League. I think it was just before in '92 when he scored that goal with Barcelona. It was right. Awesome. It was against Sampdoria. I still remember it. You know, I still have the newspaper from that day.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah, his free kick was. It was huge. It was huge that day. You know, I remember it. I'm a bit old now. Anyway. I don't know. I guess you're not responsible for Everton's politics and so on. I'm not responsible for Lyon's politics. So if we had the choice, we could try and swap the guys, but I'm afraid that won't be possible anyway. So we have to do with it. Well, hopefully we'll see a nice game on Thursday, and you know, from both sides. I mean, we have to cross our fingers.
I'm really curious to, after talking to you, to kind of see this actually play out. This has been this has been enlightening, because you've been giving me a lot of information that really I couldn't have known unless I went back and watched pretty much all of Lyon's games last year and this year. You know, so taking everything into account that we've talked about, as far as what you consider to be an acceptable finish this season for Lyon, considering the fact that you've lost so much in terms of players, but you gained some players as well. What do you feel like is okay?
Yeah. I mean, the new players are really good. I mean, the problem is not the players. To me, the recruitment was very good, in my opinion. The players are good. Tete, Traoré, Ndombele, really, really good picks. The problem is that, as you mentioned earlier, it's the alchemy. There's no real alchemy in this team, and that's the whole problem. If we ever find an alchemy, then really, I really do believe we're gonna see some nice football in Lyon. But so far, it's not been the case. So that's why we are all a bit frustrated by the results, and also by what we see on the pitch. So Genesio is more or less, you know, we don't know if he's gonna last a long time on the Lyon bench already. I mean, there was some clear indications and clues that it could be fired before Christmas if we didn't win against Monaco. He was very lucky that we won, to be honest. Lyon president Jean-Michel Aulas said that he will wait until the game against Saint-Etienne in a few weeks, and then he will decide how he will go on. Will he keep Genesio or not? So that's where we are right now, you know, kind of, you know, at the same time frustrated, and we are not sure if we're going to go on with this guy. We know the limits. We know the guy. We know the limits. So I don't know. If we ever draw again on Thursday, it's going to be a real problem, because, as you know, the final for the Europa League this year is in Lyon.
Yeah.
And I believe... And I believe that he was clearly one of the objectives for President Jean-Michel Aulas to play the final home, which is something I guess you play maybe once in your life.
Yeah.
If ever.
Oh, my gosh.
So another draw would mean 3 points in three games. It would not smell very good for us. So we'll see. I don't know.
Right.
Let's hope from both sides we see a nice game. And made the base win. What can I say?
Totally agree with that. So at the end of the season in Ligue 1, where do you feel like you should finish this season?
We should finish at worst in the third position.
Okay.
Considering that PSG is totally unreachable. Okay. They're They have the players, they have the money. I mean, they're just playing their own league on their side, you know, and everyone is behind anyway. Monaco is, as Thierry has very good players, you know, they played the semi-finals last year, Champions League. They're the current champion. I mean, they won the French league last season, so they lost many good players as well. So that's a problem for them. But I still believe that they can finish in the second position. Mm-hmm. We should definitely be number three. I mean, if we're not number three at worst, as I said, we could also, to be honest, I believe with a good player, a good strategy, a good player on the pitch and so on, we have the players, we could be number two. We have everything we need to be number two, except a vision and a decent coach. Below the third position, it would definitely be a disaster, a failure, call it whatever you like. But we were already on the fourth position last season because Nice played an amazing season. Mm-hmm. They had this Swiss coach, Lucien Favre. I think he was in Germany before.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Bundesliga.
We were supposedly connected with him for a little while, so I did some research on him. He plays exciting, fun, attacking brand of football. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah. He's very good. He's very... They're right now, they're having a hard time because they just can't win. I don't know what's happening exactly, but they're really having a hard time right now. But he's still a good coach, and he did very good last season with this number three third position in the league. Mm-hmm. We were on the fourth position, but we were not really able to reach Nice at the same way. I mean, we were really behind them, you know. We were not like 1 point behind. It could have been better last season. It could be better this season. To be honest, as Lyon fans, we are a bit tired of always thinking that it could be better, that we have player and the resources, and we have a fantastic stadium. We have a great... academy, we have the president is good, he's done amazing things for the clubs, for the club. But from the sport aspect, it could definitely be better. So that's where we're at. We hope we win on Thursday, so we can really look forward and hope that we qualify for the next round. But so far, not so good, I would say.
Right. And you don't have to apologize for wanting your team to win a lot. I would think it was weird if you didn't. You know, that's when I'd get worried and I'd be wondering, why? He's a Lyon supporter, right? What's this about? You know, so that makes...
Yeah.
I totally get that, you know.
Yeah, that's a bit realistic at the same time, you know.
Right. Yeah, we're thinking the same thing. I think the majority of Everton supporters right now are actually predicting a loss on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the mood around supporters right now. So yeah, that should give you an idea.
we won the fact that we won against Monaco this weekend could be a good point for us in terms of confidence.
Yeah, momentum.
Because it's so important for players. If we had drawn again, we could have drawn against Everton. But now that we've won, maybe the players will realize that they can do better than just what they've done so far.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, the logic would be that we win on Thursday, but you know, it's football. And logic and football, two different stories.
That's very true. So Alain, that's all the questions I have for you. You've been thorough and entertaining and educational, and yeah, sincerely appreciate you being here.
I was very happy to answer your questions. So, well, have a nice trip for you guys, whoever is traveling to Lyon. Enjoy the place. It's a great place to visit and so on. Enjoy the game. Hopefully we'll see a nice game, whatever the result. Okay, maybe this win. And, that's it for me, I guess.
Right on. So thanks a lot, and, you know, hopefully I get to talk to you again someday.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, that is it. Subscribe to our podcast, rate it and all that nice stuff, and tell all your friends. Please check out the Toffee Blues on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and check out the Toffee Blues website. Until next time, let's hope for a good result on Thursday.